AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel at war on two fronts. Airstrikes hitting a school-turned-shelter in central Gaza. Palestinian medical officials say at least 27 killed. The Israeli military saying it was targeting Hamas militants. Meantime, Norman Hall has a report on Israel's campaign against Hezbollah.
Lebanon's health ministry says Israeli airstrikes hit different parts of central Beirut on Thursday evening, killing at least 22 people and wounding dozens. According to an AP photographer at the scene, one attack brought down one eight-story building and wiped out the lower floors of another building. Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV reported that an attempt to kill a top security official with the group had failed and that he had not been inside either of the targeted buildings. Meanwhile, the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon said in a statement that its headquarters and positions have been repeatedly hit by Israeli forces. Two peacekeepers were wounded in southern Lebanon. I'm Norman Hall.
In Florida, many saying it was not the worst-case scenario, but Hurricane Milton did plenty of damage, knocking out power to millions, inundating streets and homes, and spawning tornadoes. At least six people reported dead. Meantime, the federal response has become a political issue. Sagar Magani reports President Biden's blasting his predecessor for spreading misinformation.
For days, the White House has admonished Donald Trump and others over false claims, like saying FEMA's assistance is capped at $750. That's actually an immediate need payment for urgent requirements like food and diapers.
They gotta stop this. They're being so damn un-American with the way they're talking about this stuff.
Asked if he plans to talk with Trump and urge him to stop.
Are you kidding me?
And then look straight to the TV cameras.
Mr. President Trump, former President Trump, get a life, man. Help these people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And in Colorado, one person dead and 12 trapped in a former gold mine turned tourist site. This is AP News. Baseball playoffs, the Tigers and Guardians underway in Detroit, while the Yankees and Royals are taking the field in Kansas City. Last night, the Dodgers forced a Game 5 in their series against the Padres. Philip Gahn has a recap.
Mookie Betts and Will Smith each homered and drove in a pair of runs as the Los Angeles Dodgers even the National League Division Series at two games apiece with an 8-0 win over the San Diego Padres. Betts started the scoring for a second straight night with a solo home run in the first inning.
We knew the challenge we had to face, but we all just enjoyed it. You know, I think it was light and we knew we'd be okay.
Los Angeles added two more runs off Padres starter Dylan Cease, who exited after just an inning and two-thirds. Smith's two-run homer in the third would put the Dodgers ahead 5-0. That was more than enough offense for the eight Dodger relievers that made up a bullpen game as they combined to quiet the Padre offense to just seven hits. The series concludes with a deciding Game 5 at Dodger Stadium on Friday. Philip Gahn, San Diego.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.